Beer.
When did y'all? I didn't know we were feeling this. Me when I see 17. Guys,
bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
Howdy, y'all. Howdy doing? Howdy doing, partner? Hit it. Hit your best howdy, bro. POV cowboy rope cowboy riz you up.
Howdy, y'all.
Okay, I got you. Howdy. I got a gun and I got another thing that I want to shoot up you. Up you is crazy. I meant to say
up
at
is
you.
Fucking disgusting.
I meant to say at you.
That's so gross. Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm on my fucking
hey
Texas
guys.
Shit.
Hey everyone. Keep calm and got seven. I'm Alcheska.
Don't tread on me. We don't call the police here. I'm Clarence Angelo.
I'm my own sheriff.
And you're watching
Asian Glow podcast.
Guys,
I'm tired.
Guess where we are.
I'm
guess where we are.
So excited. Yeah.
We all bleed red today. We're switching to the winning team. Today, we're in the Republican state of Texas. But in the Democratic city.
Yeah, we're in the hot, we're in the blue hot spot of Texas, y'all.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, like, yeah, this is a very Democratic city because the reason why we're hungover. Sorry, I need to show my dogs. The reason why we're hungover is because we went to a gay club last night.
Yeah.
Insert video of gay club last night. Yes.
It was so fun. We were dancing up on the elevated space. I don't know, the stage.
No, yeah, they were like, we're going to go get drinks at the bar. And I said, okay. They're like, where are you? Everyone sees you.
Yeah, we walked in and
I
was like, I literally don't know where he is. And then I see Claire.
This cloud of red, which was my hair moving at 30 miles an hour, spinning on the top of an elevated surface. It's because there's like a new fucking fountain of, like, there's a new thing where I'm like, no one. I don't live here anymore.
Yeah, there's no... We're not local, like...
So, like, I'll be like, oh, fuck. Want. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, the urge to impress...
Is gone. The urge to impress to... In the slight chance that you might see, I don't know, your high school bully at a gay club is just out the window.
That's where I saw him.
You're kidding.
Barbarella's. You can stand under my Barbarella. Yeah. He was there.
Wait...
We went to a gay club called Barbarella's.
Which side was he on? Was he outside
what
that
you mean?
Saw him? Or, like, was he inside?
Oh, at the dance section. Yeah.
Love
high school
that.
Bully caught at gay club. High school bully caught... High school homophobic freaking... bully. High school homophobic bully caught sucking dick and cock at my birthday party.
Speaking of high school bullies, I'm sitting next to mine.
Okay, so for today's episode, we're going to be talking about... High school horror stories. Everything from high school since we thought we're back, and we'll explain why we're back. But let's shall we real quick, guys? Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're touching grass today
to the most traumatic episode of Asian Glow Podcast.
Shall we?
We shall. Can you give us your best yeehaw?
Oh my god, yeah. This feels like the Hawaiian version, like Chihu. No, truly, like that's not supposed to be bad. It's like regional pride.
It's like you feel so much pride for being in Texas.
Okay,
that
genuinely
like...
my best yeehaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was...
That's a solid, like, 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I think there was a little hesitation there.
Yeah, in the beginning, for sure.
Yeah, New York changed
okay,
me.
Ready?
Your
ready
turn.
Yeah!
Wait, that was, like, I felt something. I felt, like, threatened with that one. Like, that was really good. It's not a good
that's
yeehaw
that.
If you don't feel like, oh, am I
oh
about
my
to
God,
get shot?
Someone has-
If you don't hear a yeehaw and you feel like a Ford F-150 is about to pull up on you with a pistol pointing right at your face, then it isn't a good yeehaw. We are in Austin because we're here for work. Like, we're here for, like, a dance competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm judging it. Alcheska's hosting it.
Yep.
And so shout out UTFSA for having us. But we're actually here because we need to touch grass. 1, 2, 3.
Touching my grass. Me when I touch my bush.
As you guys heard, Heesung's no longer in a hype.
Oh my god, yeah.
And like, here's
the
thing, guys.
Can you stop messaging me about that? I'm a Jake stan.
No, like, who the fuck even was Heesung? It's like the first step of grief is denial. Heesung was never even in an hype. I don't know who was your.
And no, about? They didn't make the group around him. And no, he didn't leave in hype.
No, like he wasn't. Like no, like he's not the ace of the group. Like he's not the ace of the group. Like who are you? What ace?
Yeah, that's not even a position.
Ace not a concept. So first thing I posted on Instagram, if Enhypen does need a new red haired member, I'm here to go. I'm ready to go. It is contingent on, you know, if you include the Snow app annual membership, then I can totally join.
How do you know they have annual membership?
they're not the influencer of Snow app. Oh my god, wait, real quick, sorry.
Yeah.
ADHD moment. Rise, Anton being tan.
Oh,
producer, cover your ears. Hashtag need that movement. Hashtag need that movement. I got a message from my manager and she said, hey, might break up with my boyfriend. I was like, over tan Anton? Tanton? Melon Anton? Bring back melanin in South Korea. Siblings won the war. So guess what y'all's punishment is? The sun. The siblings roasted you. Now it's time for the sun to roast your skin.
Yeah, the punishment is that no more whitening products ever in Asia.
Yeah, Heesung leaving Enhypen was his stance on no longer being a Snow app ambassador. But actually, real talk.
Wait, a lot happened in the K-pop industry. Did you, like, that specific day? Did you know that?
Zero Base One.
What happened?
The disbandment. Homophobic. Heesung leaving too. That's homophobic for some reason.
You know
what's
also homophobic?
What? Me.
JYP.
JYP making a comeback?
You know, he stepped down.
As the CEO?
Yeah.
Because he wants to be a...
A pastor.
No, he already is that. What do you
he
mean?
He wants to be a what?
He's already our savior of Christ. No, he's...
Can y'all get me? Can no, someone mail saying... me a JYP candle as Jesus? You know, those... I want a Trixie Mattel one. I want a JYP one.
And then you're going to use that to dox someone? I was like, for yourself? You're like, no, for my enemy. No. He wants to be a star again.
Why?
No, I was told that JYP is coming back into the limelight. I was like, as if he like ever
as if he ever
up.
Stepped out.
Like
of the
I feel
limelight.
Like the more like Twice got, you know, got on the algorithm, the more famous Stray Kids got on the algorithm.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, then I'm in. He's like, wait, yeah, like yeah, guys, don't forget about me.
Yeah, you know, he like, did period. Forget about
ITZY. I saw this video of ITZY recently. They're just constantly
really?
Doing them dirty.
Is it the hair extension?
The hair extension one. Holy fuck. Moses parted the Red Sea, and the Red Sea was Yeji's hair.
He parted the Blonde Sea.
That was like public...
Shaming.
Public shaming.
Yeah.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Did her and her stylist used to date, and then they broke up? Like, what the fuck? That
parted,
was horrible.
Parted like her hair. Okay, no, real quick. The Heesung thing. Genuinely, Alcheska, 312 DMs. I had 312 DMs of everyone
just
saying, are you okay? Are you okay? Guys, I'm totally
actually,
okay.
No, yeah. People asked me if you were okay.
Like, I don't... You know when it first happens? Like, nothing's gonna change until you don't hear his voice in the music. Oh. Until you don't hear his voice in the music. And I here's
oh,
the thing.
Whoa,
here's the thing.
Whoa. Wait, whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
It's like not here.
Who's when, gonna...
When
wait,
Zayn was no
whoa.
Longer in One Direction, you could hear it in four.
Who's gonna fucking sing?
No, who's gonna do that? More boy, hey. You think Sunny's gonna do it? Sunny's gonna go like this. You're gonna be like this. That's my impression of Sunny doing that part. Everyone's like, whoa, like, what do you have to say
oh,
about it?
Yeah. What do you have to say?
Genuinely, and, like, I'm not even on my fucking high horse here.
Yeah.
Guys, like, we're kind of bombing countries. Like, countries are being bombed.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Who?
So, like, was I sad? Yeah, of
not
course
even.
I was.
Oh.
No, I was sad.
Yeah.
I was sad more for, like, the camaraderie of it all. Because, like, what is homie without N-Hypen? I also think that if he's doing a solo career... Genuine thoughts. Solo career, being an N-Hypen will only help his solo career. Mm-hmm. Not being an N-Hypen, I think, will hurt him more, but... Yeah.
I think he'll get initial popularity because people are going to be like, what did he come out with? What was so much better than for him staying in N-Hypen, for him to, like, leave the group to pursue a solo career?
I think that if he nails one album, ideally it would be his first one, but I don't want to say that because it puts pressure on Baby Boy, but that puts pressure on Huzz. But, like, if he nails his first album as something that's actually fucking ridiculous, insane, then he'll be fine. But the thing is, it's like, you only benefit from it. Like, people listen to the Yeonjun solo because he is TXT, right?
Still with TXT, yeah.
So, like, that makes me sad because I'm like, homie's gonna have to work, like, three times harder. But, you know, maybe that pressure is gonna, like, become a diamond.
Right. Oh, my God.
But, like, at the end of the day, guys, he's going from being a millionaire to, like, less of a millionaire.
This is my fucking request for Hee-sung. Can you come out with an R&B album?
Because I need a Hee-sung, like, fuck album. I need a Hee-sung ovulation album. I need a Hee-sung album that's equivalent to The Weeknd. Uh-oh. Hashtag need that movement. First, Hee-sung solo release. I'm gonna change my answering machine.
Like, please, can you release the full cover of that shit, please?
Yeah. Can we all, like, switch over to, like, the right wing real quick and just listen to this song?
Okay. He's bouncing off my booty, pumping deep inside.
He's bouncing off my booty cheeks.
I love the way he rides.
I can hardly breathe when he's palming deep inside. So I'm back. Obviously, we're here for work, but since I'm here in my hometown, I had to get the car.
Yeah. Right?
Like, my car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I was like, I want to drive around. I want to be home.
Of course.
So I'm home. And my mom was like, she said the most gut-wrenching, horrible thing she could ever fucking say to me.
What?
She said, we need to sell your trombone.
Why? Wait, why?
Because, like, I don't use it.
Wait, but you could.
Right?
That's a hoarder mentality, but no, you could.
No. But, like, hoarder mentality until it's my fucking trombone. She said, we need to sell your trombone. I said, oh, so you want to kill me? Oh, you want to kill me in my sleep?
So you're going
to
stab
me.
Okay,
lore.
Wait, why?
Marching band nerd to the fucking T.
Okay.
You're looking at...
First
my
chair.
My high school... Nope, second chair.
You're kidding.
Fun fact about me, I was always second chair trombone.
Yeah, what is your lore with marching band? Because, like, I knew that you were in it.
I was marching band. I was band president. Thank you so much.
You were?
I was section leader. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so I'm really sad that I have to get rid of my fucking trombone, right?
Wait, why? Just
because
just take it.
It was, like, $2,000. My mom was like,
oh,
this is just $2,000 ready to fucking make. Like,
yeah, from the mom's
so she's
standpoint,
like,
I'd be like, let's upcharge it.
No, she's like, we need to clean it. And she was like, how do I clean it? I was like, it's not that hard to clean. But I was like, I'll clean it.
Oh, your last cleaning.
I wanna play it. Like,
you
it's
should.
So, I was like, but you, my armature is gone. Like,
oh,
your
what?
Muscles and your lips are gone.
Oh, like, if you, it's like something you have to continue to work at.
Yeah, like, do you remember in high school I had a ring here all the time?
Oh, that's from
No, guys, like, Texas,
this
is what I want to fucking talk about. Texas marching band is, like, I would compare it, here's physical 100, physical 100 Asia, Texas fucking marching band.
Texas marching band is very, like, very intense. It's so intense, and whenever people would tell me about it in high school, I'd be like, it can't be that bad. But then you would drive by our high school and see them on the...
7:30.
On the band mat, like...
From July to the end of November, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Bitch, that's
in the
giving
summer.
Cheer the documentary. Like,
no.
You work so hard for something and then you
it's
get
for
one
eight
chance.
Minutes. Yeah. Love that.
Oh, my God.
You know, something about that is I love it.
I love it, too. I love it, too.
I love when everything that you've been working for leads up to one moment.
One moment. You get one chance to do it.
You get one chance.
And if
chance.
You fuck up... Then
it's 50% skill, 90% power of will, 2% dick and powers in this deal, 3% work hard, 5% ethic, your mom's a bitch, and 10% spaghetti. That one Eminem song?
Yeah, that one Eminem song about marching band. Right.
Okay,
right,
no, right. Like, you actually don't know the fucking lore. Like, you just...
I don't.
Had to do ballet.
I
Tendu close, tendu open, position 1, 6-9, 6-7, second position.
6-7?
No, like, we, like, marching band...
Did you have, like, a ballet instructor? Like, how intense was it?
We had a ballet instructor. Literally 2 hours a week we
would do ballet. Take that, Timothy Chalamet.
2 hours a week we would do ballet.
Wow.
Thank you so much. You spend the summer, like, prepping, right?
Yeah.
And mind you, it's 95 degrees outside. Like,
yeah.
It's 95 degrees outside. You're doing all that shit. There was, like, real fucking tea the second it started July where everyone was trying to figure out what everyone's show was. Because every year, for those of you that weren't marching band kids, if you were in marching band, every fall you had a show, a theme of a show, similar to a dance set.
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. Yeah, like, your theme was, for example, one band's theme would be, like,
Seasons,
and then it would be a whole show about the seasons.
Yeah, like, winter,
another
spring,
one would be a
whatever.
Show about, like, ballet, and it would be a whole show about ballet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who chooses that? Your directors?
You hire $70,000 for a show producer. Every year, the budget for the show is minimum $300,000. I'm not even fucking kidding you. You hire people. You hire people. You hire a music producer. You hire a specific percussion music producer.
What?
Yeah.
No wonder so choir had no money.
It was a pay to fucking win thing. Pay to fucking win.
Pay
to fucking win. So then what would happen was there was a forum. So everyone's preparing, right?
Okay.
In July, there's a forum called Texas Bands.
Okay.
And everyone would be leaking what they heard about other schools. Like,
wait,
you don't know the fucking
tea. That's fucking like, that's like Twitter. That's like Twitter.
Does anyone know what this school show is? But on this forums, guys, it would be like, the drum major from my school caught sleeping with the drum major from this school.
Oh, that's horrible.
And that's how the show is leaked. Ben was lit, guys. Ben was lit. Ben was fucking lit. Ban was
oh
fucking
my
lit.
God.
There was one big ass scandal. Big ass
what?
Scandal.
What?
One of the first chairs from our rival, from our school, was dating our rival school drum major. A little makeout session. Girl from gets it out of our dumbass first chairman.
Who was it? You're kidding.
And she tells all of the school
Wait, I know
what our show is.
I know exactly the girl too. Oh my god.
Guys, this shit runs deep. No.
Oh, okay, thank God. I was gonna say.
But like, shit runs deep. Like, shit was fucking bad.
Wait, she told her entire band y'all's show.
And then that band, you know, told their church, told their blah blah blah, and everyone, so then everyone started spreading everyone's show.
Did everyone were y'all mad at him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Like, I mean, was it like exiled or like...
No, like actually, like, guys, shit runs fucking deep. So anyways, marching band happens.
Yeah.
Competition happens. Right about a week before the first competition happens, which is in September.
Okay.
There's predictions that come out. Like a fantasy football that comes out.
Okay.
Essentially guessing the placements of shit.
Uh-huh.
And there was like... so much beef. So much beef. People were like, why the fuck would you place them there? They fucking suck. Or like, ugly bands can't win. Like, it was it was fucking crazy.
God.
No, marching band was like so
fun. It's like
fun.
Shit that's unrelated to band that people are like talking about.
My heated rivalry was marching band.
Of course.
And it was always like, here's like probably the last thing I'll say. Like, all the best bands, obviously, at every competition place always with
each other. it's predictable,
right? Like, and so a lot of times you would stay in the same hotels,
of course. Duh.
Girl, the amount of fucking clap that was spread like in high school was like actually ridiculous. Like, mind you, these are all kids who are like top of their class too.
They gotta get it out somehow.
Like, it was the first sense of like, oh, like if you're in the top 1% of
y'all are
everyone's
y'all are
fucking
crazy.
Everyone's fucking.
Oh my god.
So then like when you would see when all the bands is called retreat.
Yeah.
After everyone's performance, all the bands are like lined up next to each other.
Yeah.
So much fucking like, oh, we're standing right next to the person you fucked last night. Y'all don't fucking get it. Like, high school was ridiculous.
High school was crazy.
High school was ridiculous, and it was so fun. And I was fucking no one. Like, guys.
That's not true. That's guys, not true.
I wanted some Bucci, too. That's not fair.
Wait, that is crazy, because we're, like, it's, like, a Texas marching band. Obviously, Texas is, like, more conservative. So, if y'all are, like, fucking shit, that's why.
No. And, like, there was so much, like, all that in the mix. And, obviously, you have, like, a fucking four-hour rehearsal every day. Like,
God.
Oh, and God. Like everyone just like fight. It's like,
were you in marching band from freshman year to senior year? It must have been so good.
I loved every second.
It must have been so good for you to keep coming back.
Crazy. Was there choir drama? Shit. Oh my God!
Not to the extent.
Altesco was a choir girl.
Yeah, I was a choir girl. I was a first chair choir.
Was there like anything like? Okay, one thing about our fucking school, our choir director didn't know him, Mr. White.
Mr. White is
he
actually...
loved having a Filipina girl as his main lead.
Yep.
Main vocal, Alcheska knows her.
Thank you.
He sung.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Yeah, it was actually crazy because I think Mr. White, shout out Mr. White.
Choir kids were fucking too though. Don't.
No,
lie.
They were fucking. They were fucking on that damn theater couch on stage. Oh. On that musical in musical theater, there was like a specific. This is like so known around theater like clubs all around the world or whatever. But there's like a couch that everyone fucks on.
Yeah.
And it's fucking disgusting. Like that shit is rank. Like that shit is actually rank as fuck.
That couch is like level 3 radioactive.
Ew, yeah. If you black light on that couch, oh my God.
Black light on that couch, you'd see like something similar to like if you put black light on the walls of a prison.
You know those sped up videos of like constellations moving through the night?
Putting a black light on that couch is like what historians must have saw when they like found the cave with all the hieroglyphics. Oh, so then this happened in 2016. And then this person ended up with this person.
Ew. Incest map. Anyway.
Yeah. So wait, can I ask, was there anything of, even like of the sort, it doesn't even have to be like the tiest of tea, was there anything of the sort like you could compare to like glee drama in the fucking choir room?
Yeah, of course.
What's the tiest of tea choir dramas? Come on, someone had to cheat on someone. Did I unlock something?
So in my choir, I was in the varsity mixed choir.
And there was this girl who dated this guy.
Okay. And they dated for like...
Okay, can you code name for the girl?
Sabrina.
Code name for the guy? Paul.
Paul. Okay. Sabrina dated Paul. They dated for a while. And everyone really, really loved them together. And Paul was friends with Luke.
Okay. Oh! Oh my God. Okay.
Paul was best friends with Luke. Like, their Instagram was like only each other because they were fucking bros. They were bros. And they were also in... Wait, we can't say that. But they were in band.
Yeah, and mind you guys, both of these people are like weirdly weird. Like, they were like... Why are you making it known that you're really conservative? Like,
yeah.
It's like, bro, you're not conservative. Like, we get it.
Yeah, anyway, so Paul had a really big fucking head, and he, and what did I name her? I'm gonna name her Sabrina. Jordan. Let's say Jordan. Paul dated Jordan.
Who's the same as Sabrina?
Yeah, Sabrina. We'll keep it Sabrina. Paul dated Sabrina for like a year and a half, whatever. They broke up. Horrible, horrible breakup. Also, we spend like an hour and a half together every single day.
Okay. Wait, guys, this is literally like sit your ass down. This is equivalent.
This
to
is actually
Finn,
no, this is
Rachel and
this is very Glee.
Finn, Rachel, Puck. No, Finn, Quinn, Puck. This is that.
Yes.
This is that, guys. This is fucking that.
So then, not even a month later, Luke and Sabrina start dating, and mind you,
Luke is like deep in her.
Yes, and it was like very quick how she moved. It was the Instagram posts were like, love the love of my life. Thank you, the love of my life, for getting me coffee. Thank you, the love of my life, for like staying with me to practice. Blah blah blah, whatever.
Oh my god!
And then all of us in the choir room were just like,
okay.
Like, no, let's sight read. Like, it was really really weird. And then the school musical comes around.
I have supplementary information to this.
The school musical comes around. Sabrina, amazing vocalist, gets one of the leads. Her.
What's the musical?
Mamma Mia.
She gets her.
She gets the daughter.
The daughter.
Yes.
Sophie?
Yes, Sophie. Sophie. She gets
Oh my God, oh my God.
Sabrina gets Sophie.
I was cheated by you.
Luke and Paul. I think both auditioned.
There's layers to this. Mamma Mia.
They both auditioned.
Three guys, and didn't know who's the dad.
No. She was the daughter of Meryl Streep.
Okay, yes.
So that Meryl or Sophie has a husband, fiance in the show. Who got it? Paul got it, and they were broken up, and she was already like so in love.
No!
And then, oh my God, wait, I was in the pit.
I didn't know this because I graduated at this point.
I was in the pit. I was like vocals for the pit. So I could see everyone in the audience, like all the reactions and stuff.
Wait, first there's rehearsal, layers to this.
First rehearsal. They practice the kissing between Sabrina and Paul. And I see Luke in the front row.
What did Luke play?
Nothing.
Because Luke was in pit orchestra.
Luke left the pit orchestra, sat in the front row while they were doing their kissing scene so he could watch them. Isn't that freaky?
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking...
And then I cannot get out of my mind his reaction. He literally goes... And I remember...
Meanwhile, Paul is going, don't go wasting your...
I literally remember with my fucking girlies in the pit, we were all like...
Wait. Glee happened and it was in Cedar Park.
Yes. And I literally remember them like going through so much issues that Mr. White had to be like, it's a show.
No.
It's a fucking show.
Did you know that band got involved?
With why?
Them.
Why? Why?
Band got involved.
With the three of them or Luke
so
and Paul?
That shit happening, it was kind of brewing when I was still there.
Really? This was my senior year.
No. But he started dating her.
Oh, because Sabrina and Paul dated for
when
like...
I was there. But then they broke up when I was there.
Oh, shit.
Guys, I was the section leader of
overlap.
These two men.
They were in the same...
They both played the trombone.
That makes so much sense why they always had their trombones in the choir room.
Guys, they were both playing trombone, and both of them were in the same second band. And here's what happened.
Okay. I don't know how they
marching
broke up and they got with
the
other person.
Big ass water jugs.
Okay.
Big ass water jugs.
Okay.
Like, I mean...
Oh, like the ones that people pour on football, right? Okay. What happened?
One of them would kick the other one down every time. Because in marching band, you have to have them lined up.
Okay.
And one of them, like, when they were beefing, because I was section leader, so I had to fucking handle all this bullshit. He would, like...
Oh, there's a wasp behind you. Oh, God.
Not my socks on the grass. Everyone's like, you have literally 30 seconds to grab water and sprint back.
Uh-huh.
Luke would sprint over, kick over... One, and I'd be like, why the fuck are we doing this?
Wait, was that y'all's like communal jug?
No, everyone has their own individual jug and it's all lined up by section.
Oh, and he kicked over Paul's. Oh, shit. Okay, now we're gonna play a game. Because even though high school was crazy as shit, there were still some really good things about it. And it wasn't the fashion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, here's what I have to say. One of the fashion pillars in high school.
Guys, I don't have a boner. It's like
one
of those
Clarence.
Like fabric boner. It looks like a boner.
All right. I just gave you a really big compliment.
Wait, what was it?
I said.
What was it? I got a compliment. She gave me a compliment. Sorry. That's kind of gross.
That's so gross. I said you were one of the fashion pillars in high school.
A pillar that was like real a flamboyant.
Which is fine. Like,
because
it was fine.
What do you mean I was going to watch Conan Gray, who is like literally 20 minutes away and like not dressed like
that? Oh my God, yeah. Conan Gray's a fucking local.
Conan Gray's a local. Conan Gray went to school at a school right next to us. And like he wishes he was where I am now.
And people did consider... We're gonna play gag or drag. 2000.
High school, what edition?
High school, like 2016, 2019 edition.
Okay, period. I'm here for it.
That's when we were in high school.
So gag is like that worked. Like
that period. Worked. Oh my God,
drag
that's
is
so
like, drag
tea.
That bitch, like drag that shit to the fucking landfill.
Yeah. The first one is this one hits really hard for me.
Okay. Is it that backpack? Alcheska, like, y'all, GoFundMe for Alcheska, like, actually, not even GoFundMe, bitch, like, Alaska's been having this fucking scoliosis backpack for God knows how long. They even adjusted the backpack so that it didn't give bitches scoliosis anymore. She has a Fahal and Robin Konkin backpack.
Okay, shut the fuck. Okay, let me explain my history with this.
No, when I went to Tokyo with Lynn, I said, Lynn, you know you single-handedly saved Vahal and Robin Konkin? Like, you were, like, single-handedly the
reason
why. That's
so funny why you say that, because I got this because of Lynn Trung.
Yeah, be like your idols.
No, be like your fucking idols. When I asked my parents for this backpack, oh my God, I've never seen their eyes roll back so hard. They literally were like, oh my God, what are you talking about? This backpack doesn't have good reviews because everyone has fucking back problems.
Yeah, horrible reviews, but Jax, Gap, and Tyler Oakley had it. So, like, we needed to have this on my fucking back.
It was so bad. I had this, and then I had a mini.
Period.
A mini for, like, little trips and things like that. Anyway, the first one is the Art Ho aesthetic. This one, oh my God.
Love
hits really, really hard for me.
Absolute 1, 2, 3.
This gag.
This gag. This, that needs to stay.
It needs to stay. It needs to have a comeback. This specific shade of yellow. You're kidding.
No, it was so like the pursuit of color. The pursuit of color, both inside and out.
And with the blue jean overalls, and with your little visco.
What's the fucking quote on the front of Fault in Our Stars? You're okay? I'm okay. It's okay.
So that's that Dave McRae song.
What's the one?
It's okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Is it?
I can't. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay. This shit. Oh my God.
Okay, okay.
Two words. Not even two words. One word.
That walk so Tate McRae could run.
Anyway, okay, okay. This aesthetic.
Gag.
Gag.
Okay, next.
Gag, absolutely. Second one.
Okay, for the time.
For the time? Okay, here's my backstory with Chacos. When it first came out, my cousin said, oh my God, I really want Chacos. And I said, oh, we should go to HEB and get some. And she was like, they don't sell them at HEB. What are you talking about? And I said, oh my God, my big ass. I said, you know, chocolate tacos, like the ice cream. Oh my God.
No, because Chacos, like...
I'm about to say something fat. I'm about to say something really fat. Mean chocolate tacos. Chocolate tacos with the cookies and cream ice cream inside that waffle.
Completely understandable misunderstanding.
But my sister and my cousin were like, damn.
Yeah, fucking Gengar is purple part one. Damn.
I said, chocolate tacos.
Okay. Did you have Chacos?
No, I had off-brand Chacos because them shits were
called Tivas.
Way too...
You're welcome. Okay.
You're a bitch.
I had Chacos.
You had Chacos or Tivas?
I had Chacos.
Wow.
Why did white people make Chacos look like the most comfortable thing on the planet?
Were they not?
They were not.
Wait, mine were so comfortable.
No. I just don't know. Like, that little pinch on in between your fucking
toe pussy. Yeah, to keep the big toe in place. The next one is this specific... This hits hard for me and you.
Okay.
This specific combo.
I was waiting for this. Guys, the absolute goonery that I had for the Urban Outfitter... Chelsea boot. I saw the Urban Outfitters...
That damn Chelsea boot.
I saw the Urban Outfitters Chelsea boot, and, like, one could compare it to someone buying a Birkin. Like... like... like, I saw that Urban Outfitters suede Chelsea boot.
Shut the fuck up.
Scott Disick was the fucking main. Like, him and that fucking Chelsea boot had a grip on us. Like, Scott Disick and that Chelsea boot had more cultural impact than half of the K-pop groups today.
Sophia Nygaard with that Chelsea boot.
My own hiatus. Nothing compared to Scott Disick Chelsea boot. The algorithm, pro Scott Disick Chelsea boot.
Okay, for context, the Chelsea boot always had to go with your green fucking trench coat jacket. Horrible. Not even using the rain. A striped shirt. And insert that photo of me and Clarence wearing that exact outfit at Six Flags.
No. No, culture is so real because, like, culture does come from, like, the corners of the world because, like, Zoella really did that for us. Like, thank you so much, Zoella.
Everything is connected.
The rolled sleeves, guess where I got that from? Joe Suggs.
Me too. Me too.
The rolled fucking sleeve. The rolled fucking sleeve. I still do it to this day. And yep. I, in my brain, yep. I still think, hey,
it's
guys.
It's the rolled sleeve. It's the rolled jeans. Oh, my God. The rolled jeans. With my Vans. With my checkered Vans.
I thought checkered Vans were the most timeless thing on the planet. Turns out they were the most time-full things on the planet. No, every time I roll my sleeves up, if I'm wearing a t-shirt specifically, I just, like, get a glimpse of, like, Joe Sugg's biceps.
It reminds...
No, because, like, why was Joe Sugg, like, weirdly, like, he kind of did it for me. Like, you know how niche, and you can't cut this because I'll feel violated.
Okay.
Joe Sugg, there was, like, one thing where, like, Zoella was like, how many girls have you been with? And then Joe Sugg couldn't answer it. And why was, like, 13-year-old me, like... Oh my God.
Hot. Need that movement.
Need to be on the list. I've never wanted to be VIP more in my life.
I never want.
To this day, sometimes, like, if a music festival lineup drops, I'm like, should I get VIP in the case that I run into Joe Sugg?
What the fuck? In the 0.1% chance that I run into him.
BTS tour. Oh, should I go to the London show?
In case I run into Joe Sugg. I don't know if you ever did this, but this was such a girl's thing. It's this. What do you see in this?
The knot.
The knot. The fucking knot.
I think it was. It was for the silhouette.
It was for the silhouette, and it was with every single t-shirt that I had.
The knot,
even
back
if the
then,
t-shirt like
is the current day swirly thing. You know, like the thing. Zara Larsson swirls that go down.
Whoa!
Like we thought the knot back then was just as cool and funky and whimsical as the current day swirly.
I did it to shirts that didn't need to. I didn't need to do that too. Like crop tops, I would do that. Why would I do that?
Because you wanted to feel a little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. So I would this the tied knot with the shirt with some striped pants.
Gag or drag?
That's such a gag for me. With some striped pants and some white knockoff Air Force Ones.
I would say it's a gag. No, that's a gag.
This is a fucking...
No, that's a gag. That's a gag. That's a gag.
This is a gag.
But the high-waisted pants? Drag. Oh my God, the high-waisted pants.
This, and then this being taken into Marshalls?
The high-waisted pants, like, it just gives minions. I'm dragging it because it was, like, hide your fupa.
And that's exactly why I rid with it.
No, it's kind of like, girl, let it out.
No, now it's the age of let it out. Let her breathe. Out. Let her breathe.
Let the fupa
breathe. But over here, it was like, no one can know that I have a tummy.
No, like secretly my closeted self would like tie the little shirt on the side and I'd be like, oh, I feel like I could fucking have a puss right now. That, the driver's license pictures
with my Jesus sandals, with leggings.
That's
tied
what
knot,
if you wanted
jacket.
Likes on Instagram. No, when I posted that, I was like, oh, the internet's about to break. Hey guys, welcome back from the break.
This
is a part of the podcast that we like to call
Asians Answer.
This is where we answer your questions that you guys send us on Instagram or Discord. So join the Discord if you're 16 and above. First one, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Elementary school crush, middle school crush, high school crush.
I'm killing my high school crush.
Why?
Because I was so cringe around him. I was so
cringe. This was
cringe
the one that did the fucking Noah Centineo shit.
Noah Centineo.
Pulled you
by
the
ass. Oh my god. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know, chivalry.
No, killing that, absolutely. Middle school crush.
No, because the middle school crush, like the middle school crush.
No,
hit deep.
I'll marry the middle school crush.
It lived in you deeper than anything has ever lived in you. Like it was churning.
I still remember my middle school crush.
The pressure that was in there.
Yep.
From your middle school crush. Like, I'm not even kidding. Could fuck hydraulic press. Hydraulic press could have created a diamond. Put sand in there, came out as a diamond.
A horrible Blast. Thing that I did for my middle school crush was write a song and then leave it in his locker. But I didn't write the song, and it was the song that was like,
"This is why we don't need AI." I need that.
The
dick.
Song was like,
"Hey Nick, I need that dick. I love you."
What is the song that's like?
Touch my boob.
It was like. 'Cause you're the apple to my eye, and you're the straw to my berry.
I got it. And pineapple pen.
Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. No. Y'all need to find that song.
You're the straw to my berry.
You're the smoke to my high, and you're the one I wanna marry.
You're my advance you're the to one my placement.
For me, and I'm the one for you. And what?
You're the micro to my economics. You're my supply to my demand.
You're the lake to my line.
It calls you're the lake me. To my line. Okay, elementary school crush, you would fuck.
Yep.
You know, to fuck your elementary school crush, obviously now at this age. I'm kind of into that.
No. What was your elementary school crush? Because mine
was a girl.
Really?
But I did like a guy.
What was he like?
He had the coolest freaking... Oh my God. My elementary school crush had the fucking J's. He had the Jordan 1s.
Oh, okay.
He had the Jordan 1s with the black skinny jeans.
Period.
Need that.
My elementary school crush, his name was Ryan. He was British. His dad was a rock star, and he went to school here because his dad was touring here for a long time. Yeah.
Mine could do the jerk. Mine could do the jerk in the SpongeBob. Okay, now one up me on that. I have a theory that most of your like freaks now are like, they always derive from a crush that you had in elementary school or middle school. For example, my elementary school crush always wore backward hats. Today, a backward hat, my clothes.
Does it for
why
you.
Your clothes go off? Hey, yo, where your clothes at? Hey, yo, you've seen this.
What's the color of your nipples?
Intok wears a hat. It's like, oh, Perry.
Wow.
Oh, it's a platypus. Perry the platypus. When he puts on the fucking hat. Intok wearing a hat forwards. Oh, Intok. Intok turning his cap around.
That's talkie baby.
That's talkie baby.
That's talkie baby. That's talkie baby.
Fuck high school crush.
Who was Oh my God, here we fucking go again.
Buck high school crush. He was a bass drummer in marching band. It was like watching him spank all the time. Middle school crush, Mary.
Okay.
He's a model now.
Okay, fire.
Kill elementary school crush just because
everyone can do the jerk now.
He was a Swagapino. Okay, fuck, marry, kill again.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill, niche, not niche, just Texas edition. Fuck, marry, kill.
I hope one of them is Blue Bell starting ice cream. Easy. What a burger! Okay.
One, two, three, fuck.
I'm gonna fuck Whataburger. She's a late night. She's a booty call.
Yeah. Whataburger. No, like actually, we're here with some friends who've never been to Texas before, yeah. And they're like, we need to try, I want to try Whataburger.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it's not like revolutionary.
It's not like, yeah, you're not.
It just
kind of
gets the dopamine
it.
Going.
Yeah. It gets the job done.
Texas High School Football Stadium.
Oh my God, I thought that was the fucking Compton Stadium.
Texas High School Football Stadium.
One, two, three,
kill.
Kill. Kill, kill, kill.
It's giving the energy of someone who like has a tiny pee-pee, but then they like work out really hard.
But you know what was so tea? Being like running backstage or like running on the side and then being on the field.
No, because like
woo, it felt VIP.
No, because me being one of the 300 people on the on the marching band field in the stadium like hit you.
No, you know what was so fucking tea? The announcer going, and now singing the national anthem, Ovation Choir, and then me walking onto my spot and going,
Outside going, baby, seem like everywhere I go I see you. You gave him a home. One, two, three.
Oh my God, the memories that I
audio
have
listeners,
on a fucking...
Audio listeners, it's an Eno.
It's an Eno!
An Eno hammock. One, two, three, Mary.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Because this is the
Are
man who will
kidding?
Be like, hey, we should like save our money so we can go on a trip to the Appalachians. Sucking on it. Jerking it.
Cream jalapeno. Are you kidding? One, two, three, Mary.
Mary.
Oh my God. Oh
Mary
my
and
God.
Fuck.
Mary fuck 20,
and fuck
20 times a day.
Mary fuck uses lube, drink it as water. Inject for the next COVID vaccine.
It's not cum. It's creamy jalapeno.
Can I get the COVID
wow,
booster?
Wow, what a way to think
creamy
about
jalapeno?
That. What a way.
Can I get the creamy jalapeno version of the COVID booster?
One, two, three.
Kill.
Kill. Kill.
Kill.
Kill it.
It's Kendra Scott.
That is hilarious.
With the
Kendra
gag.
Scott. Why was that even like?
It's still a thing.
No, it definitely is. But why would? Why did it ever become cute? It was never cute.
Kendra,
was, that was my. That's my hot take.
Here's
all you
the thing,
fucking white girls, shut the fuck up. Kendra Scott was not cute, and it was fucking expensive, and you just wasted your money.
I think the big ones were ugly.
Were they not all big ones? Like they were all.
I feel like the tiny one. If an alt girl wore it, I'd be like, okay, T. But it was just the girl who wore it just called me slurs. And I think I couldn't get past that.
I mean, shit, like, I wouldn't, like, get past
it. Oh, nice either. Necklace. What'd you call me? Oh, I really like your... Wait, why'd you call me that? I really like your... Why's your gun out?
The gun is like Kendra Scott branded. Bedazzled, bedazzled like Kendra Scott. Going out in style. Yeah, what's no, her shoot style?
But the Republican gag was, you know what I think is Republican gag?
Mm.
Camo.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I don't think, I mean, it went out of style for a little bit, but now I'm still like,
no,
I fucks with it.
Yeah.
I fucks with it because the left side took it.
That's why I like it, actually. We turned it into streetwear and started selling it at the Sunday market.
Yeah. Yes.
And with that, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We actually have to go because I'm actually going to go eat
creamy jalapeno.
Yeah. But we hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of Asian Girl Podcast and just reminiscing with us on our beautiful, beautiful experience being a minority.
That's so true. No, like, it's such
my favorite creators are all from
experience.
Texas.
Yep.
The funniest creators are always from Texas. Liza Koshy, thank you so much.
Liza Koshy, Brittany Broski.
Brittany Broski, thank you so much. Rico Taquito, thank you so
much. Rico Taquito. Oh my God, Rico heavy Taquito, on Rico
thank you
Taquito.
So much. Megan Thee Stallion, thank you so much.
Beyonce, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We can't wait to see a bunch of you guys at Goodfill. We live stream every other Tuesday.
I live stream on Wednesday and Thursday.
And we'll see you next time. If you're listening to this on audio, then your next episode will start right now. We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Isa, Dalawa, Tadla.
I was yours for the taking.
Guess I needed a home. But Texas. One state under God,
one indivisible, indivisible with liberty and justice.
There's a B.